Recorder.
KFNC.
On Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media Station. Station.
ESPN.
97.5. This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Lance will be here. Are you going to actually work your full shift today, or what? You leaving, or what are you doing today?
Oh, I'm sorry. I went to a funeral last
night. Oh, I feel bad.
My apologies.
I feel bad now.
Yeah. Oh. Had to go to a funeral.
That's a way to start the
Somebody
week.
Passed.
That's a terrible.
Earlier one. Than he should have.
Yikes!
Do you want to apologize now or wait for Friday?
Yeah.
Redo.
I told you where I was.
Oh, I forgot.
You told all of us.
I forgot about that. Forgot about that.
I wasn't off. Just like, oh, I think I'm going to go get some breakfast.
Well, like, oh, okay. Now, have you ever answered a phone and then never not come back? Yeah, that's happened.
You've done that before?
That happened once. Came back. It was like with 3 minutes ago.
That's happened. Or you just grabbed your chair and wheeled it out during the show. That's happened.
Who was that?
Anyway, so let's start over. Hey, good morning, everybody. Good Monday morning. John and Lance along with Dell. Raheel joins us at 9 right here on ESPN 97.5. Did you not know when he gave up that leadoff double that it was over? It was Osuna was going to blow this save. I know. Listen. Is he a championship team closer in your mind?
No, he's never been. But either was Ken Giles, and they won a World Series.
They did win a World Series, but he wasn't the closer. They had to bench him.
I know. And you know what? I'm not 100% sure that Ryan Pressly isn't the closer. The problem is, see, here's the real problem. Nowadays, how often do you see, when's the last time you saw Gerrit Cole get into the eighth inning?
No.
It's not 2019.
No.
He's never been there in 2019.
No.
So,
I'm not. If he gives you six plus, even no, just no, six.
Six innings has become the new, it's kind of crazy that the aces, Cy Young Award potential candidates, are pitching six innings on a regular basis.
Both of them.
That to me is just
Verlander
crazy.
Verlander averages probably more than that.
But that's crazy how often it's six innings for Gerrit Cole. So the problem is with the new style of baseball where you're trying to strike everyone out, you're going six, seven innings at most. You're stuck with two innings and sometimes three innings that you have to get through. And if it were two, it would be one thing. If it were one, then Ryan Pressly contains a ton of value as the closer. Now, you know, your high leverage situation could come in the eighth. It could come in the ninth, depending on who could come in the seventh, depending on what the lineup looks like that you're facing. So it's tricky how you're going to use Deshaun Watson if you don't have the faith in Osuna. Because here's the problem you also face. You had Charlie Morton, Lance McCullers, two very live arms. Very live arms. Who are the starters with the live arms? Wade Miley? That you're going to throw in the bullpen this year. You don't really have that.
Well, would it be all that bad if Wade Miley came in?
But he's not the big lively arm.
No, but he's been pretty damn good. I wouldn't. You know what? I'll take Wade Miley in the if Greinke struggles or you go to the sixth inning and you need Miley. I'm okay.
The problem is you can't guarantee that a starter who has extended time to warm up can get ready.
Well, you couldn't guarantee it with Morton and McCullers either, but they did it.
No, I know. But they also, they did do it. The problem, like I said, was you don't know with Miley.
No, you don't know either.
Miley,
but you didn't know with them either,
guy.
And they did it.
And Miley doesn't have the punch-out stuff that Charlie and Lance McCullers had. I mean, they had out pitches that could really, F you in the H.
Whoa. Why in the – what? That's – what?
It's better now.
So,
better now than later when the kids are going to vacation Bible school, Dale.
What?
When kids, is it? Vacation Bible school starts at 7:15.
Forget about the kids.
The kids are on their way.
Forget about the kids. I don't care about those little D-bags. What about just the general public.
It seems like he went over the top.
Wait a minute.
What'd you re-raise?
Little kids on the way to Bible school? What?
You re-raised?
I don't care about little kids' feelings. Whatever. They listen to this show. That's on their parents. But what about the general public? Do you think everyone wants to hear F and the H?
Well, I mean, that's the truth.
God.
They could do that.
What the hell?
I don't know the Wade Miley.
It's a family show.
No, Wade Miley is
He started it. First of all, it's not a family show when you take a shot at your co-host for going to a funeral.
Yeah.
Clearly,
No.
That was out the door the first 26 seconds.
My wife works for Mickey Mouse. We ain't doing that, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right? We're all about nice cartoon
family fun. She's
worked
for Mickey Mouse for quite a while, and that hadn't stopped you in the past. Just because she got a new job doesn't mean she has to work for Mickey Mouse.
Well, my point is Wade Miley's not going to throw the 96-mile-an-hour fastball that's moving around the zone. He's not going to have a 12-6 snapper that you're not touch.
He's
not like Lance McCullers stuff. And so he's not that kind of, you know, dominant. He's been a good pitcher for the Astros. Those guys had chances to dominate. Like, they had dominant stuff. Colin McHugh's got dominant stuff. Brad Peacock dominant stuff. And then any number of whoever you got as your fifth starters. Wade Miley's had a nice year. I just don't know that I consider a one-on-one matchup that he is a guy who's going to come into the bullpen situation and turn into an eighth or ninth inning guy. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I hope, because I don't feel that confident with Osuna.
I don't think you knew that was going to be the case with those guys either.
No, Lance McCullers, we had a sense. Because remember, wasn't Lance McCullers that had to kind of shift around in the bullpen previously anyway?
So in 453 innings in 2017, he had 509 strikeouts. He had a 1.27 whip.
Who are you talking about?
Lance McCullers.
Yeah.
Wade Miley has a 1.13.
No, but the answer is not who's having a better season. It's who has better stuff. And Lance McCullers' stuff is fantastic. It's the question with Lance is always about finding the strike zone and control the fastball. That's always been an issue with him.
Batting out. I mean,
his walk totals were too high, and his pitch count went high. But you look at his strikeout per nine.
Well, I guess. I mean, if you're just looking at strikeouts, I guess. Okay. Well, but in every other metric, Wade Miley's better.
But in a bullpen scenario, his nasty stuff, and remember, he just relied on curveball. He just didn't try to throw a fastball against the Yankees.
No,
he only threw 27 straight curveballs. It was like the 27 straight misses from the – imagine those 27 straight misses from the Rockets. Those are curveballs.
Those are Yankees missing curveballs. I get it.
I don't know if it's 27.
But ground balls are outs too.
Yeah, I just don't have the same confidence that Wade Miley just steps right in and starts dominating people like Charlie Morton did.
Yeah, I don't know.
Once again, this shouldn't really be a factor because Osuna should be your closer, but do you feel confident?
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so wait. But this is not new. I mean, we had Dotel, Lidge, and Wagner. I mean, it's not like you didn't have a 7, 8, 9 guy. I mean, this has been going on for some time now where you needed 7, 8, 9. Now, you probably need 7, 8, 9. Hopefully, who knows, Presley, Biagini, Presley, Osuna? Some combination.
Does Biagini really feel like he's, I mean.
I hope so.
I don't know that he feels like a guy like Will Harris that you throw in the mix of guys who.
Yeah, and then right after he'll be at the Chuckle Hut, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, probably so.
I mean, keep on pitching pretty well. You know why? Because now he's got Brent Strom and he's going to be great. So
can Stromer work with Osuna?
Because Osuna, the first time in 2 weeks that the Astros have lost, all of a sudden, that's it. This is done. No close. No bullpen. This is the first time they've lost in weeks now, and we're done. Now Osuna, I'm. There's nothing clean about anything he does.
In his seven appearances, he's 6 2/3, giving up 7 hits. 6 earned runs, 6 strikeouts, no walks. Last 15 games, he's got a 5.02, 14 1/3, giving up 13 hits.
Yeah, he hit a ball. There's no question.
I mean, it's just.
It would be nice if he got a nice little stint.
And his problem is what it's always been. He doesn't locate effectively. He throws a flat fastball and he doesn't locate. And he puts him right there for guys to hit. Remember when Billy Wagner could bring it? No. But you knew Billy was just going to groove it. He was basically like, I'm going to throw as hard as I can down the
middle. I don't know
about
that. Billy Wagner, Ted, look at his numbers. He was a Hall of Fame quality closer.
No, I know, but you knew where Billy was coming. Billy had a hotter fastball than
Much hotter. Yeah.
But, Osuna's got a good one. But Billy was challenging you. He wasn't trying to pick at a corner with the fastball like Verlander can do. And it's the same thing with Osuna. He's basically like, here's my four-seamer. See what you can do with it. And unfortunately, people do things with it.
Do ugly things with it.
Yeah.
Man, that was terrible. That was the biggest upset in baseball history.
No, decade.
Oh, in a decade?
Yeah. Last decade. Justin Verlander was an over 400 favorite. And, it looked like that was a loser anyway. And then Michael Brantley, all of a sudden, they got two on and no out.
Honest to God, I'm watching the 23-run game, and I'm going, they'll probably lose tomorrow.
With Verlander on the mound.
Yes. Yeah. When you wake up and you know the Orioles were like, they're putting 23 on us, really? They're putting 23 on us? Really? This is what you guys? Okay, let's see. And you know what? I can't blame them. You know what? They got a little pride over there. Good for them. I hope they all just were dousing each other with champagne and Speedos and just having themselves a wonderful time, because they got their asses handed to him on Saturday night. That was as embarrassing as it gets. 23.
Well, Yordan with three home runs, for those who missed it, including a grand slam that he hit. His home runs were all like 470. I mean, just Carlos Correa.
Well, no. Carlos's was 470.
Carlos Correa hit one 474. Correa is really mashing the ball.
Yeah,
his home runs are going far right now.
Yeah, he is.
And Altuve is really on it from a power standpoint. Altuve got to 20 home runs. You know, Altuve missed some pretty good time this year. At one point, you and I said his career was over. When we watched him running the bases, we said, it's unfortunate that Altuve's career just ended in minor leagues.
Well, right.
And then he's gone on to hit a miraculous comeback.
Well, but no, the next day he said, even he said, I watched myself run. Whoa, that looked terrible.
Yeah, no.
Even he said that. He was like, but it doesn't feel bad, so I'm good. That was it. And I had Carlos Correa traded for DeGrom.
Well,
thank God they didn't do that. Look at the Mets.
I know. Look, they're right there in the mix for the playoffs.
Holy crap.
That's unbelievable.
Well, but look at that staff.
I know. I mean, they've got two guys who are like what the Astros have.
Well, and they got Stroman.
Stroman, they added. Yeah, they added.
Added.
Which
with
at the
Wheeler,
time,
and they didn't get rid of Wheeler, which
the
they were
time,
supposed to do.
Looked crazy, I thought, that they were adding Stroman. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell is Stroman going to the Mets for?
But here's the deal, is they were dealing Syndergaard or Wheeler. They couldn't deal either of them because he's too hard to deal with. Van Brogaden or whatever the hell his name is. So they said,
let's go the other way.
Let's just go and look at them. They've taken off ever since then. It's amazing what you can do when you – but the Yankees didn't do anything. And look at them. They keep winning. I'm just sick of the Yankees, if you want to know the truth. But that's – you know what? Listen, there's 40-some games to go. But if they lose out on this post getting home field advantage over the Dodgers by one freaking game, then I'm going to be – you know what? This is on you, Osuna. You got a two-run lead. It seems like – why is it he and Giles, you give them two-run leads and they can't pitch? It just seems like, oh, well, nope, can't do it. I don't know. It's just weird. It is just weird. Of course, you give him a one run. All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. Got a lot to talk about here on ESPN 97.5. First, let's talk about Oops. Steam. Okay, listen. Those are my guys over there, guys and gals over there at Oops. Oops is awesome. They are fantastic in that they are going to make sure that you get all of your stains out. They guarantee it for 30 days. If you're not completely satisfied, within 30 days, they're going to come back and say, okay, now don't urinate on the carpet again and then say, well, you didn't clean. No. And listen, you're going to talk to a professional when you go there or when you call there. And they are going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. And you got to tell them, okay, well, we got urine stains. If they go there and find urine stains, then now that's a different deal. Or if they go there and find something that you didn't realize was going on in your carpet, then that's a different deal. But they will tell you exactly how it's going to be for the. They're not trying to upsell you every. You know what? This is what happens with a lot of carpet cleaning companies. They tell you a price, and then they get there and go, well, you need to do this. Now you do need to do this. They're going to tell you beforehand. They're going to use hot steam, 250 degrees. They're not going to use soap. They're going to kill all the fungi and the germs. They're going to provide a better cleaning without use of shampoos or detergents. And the people that go there, trained, background screen professionals, employees, not contractors. Listen, don't go with these people. There's a bunch of guys that use warm, soapy water that does not get the job done. Stain removal, carpet repair. They clean your carpet or air duct or stone or drapes or they'll remove water as well. All that stuff. Oopsteam.com. Oopsteam.com. 281-822-0561. Oopsteam.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Jordan batted last time up with first and third and grounded it to a double play. High, deep, four. Get about it. Four more on the board. We're no longer calling you Jordan. You are Roydon. R-O-Y. Could be the rookie of the year.
Nope. That ain't it. We are not calling him Roydon, Todd. Because I know you tried to sweep in there super fast with R-O-Y and not R-O-I-D. But by you saying Roydon, all you're doing is opening the door for the haters.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe Todd said that out loud?
What the hell?
Roydon?
Roydon?
Dell, take the headphones off. Take them off.
I'm a fan of the nickname.
No, that's the worst nickname ever.
Roydon.
Because he is going to be the rookie of the year, and you can make Air Roydon t-shirts now.
No.
Yes.
Honestly, and one then, of my biggest
what
fears.
What would the logo be, Dell?
It'll be Roydon, and then you could either use the cream or the clear. Or a needle in the butt. I don't know.
No.
How does he not?
Clearly Todd Callis, have you no? Are you kidding me?
Why did you not?
Is there no awareness of what's happened in Major League Baseball
history?
Go watch Screwball.
Your dad was Harry Callis. He's been in baseball for he was baseball. You've been there forever. You know what baseball has dealt with.
You know what?
You didn't workshop that with...
Listen.
Blumber, you're co-signing that?
This is it. Use that at the Chuckle Hut before you get to the big club, okay? Before you go on the Tonight Show. That doesn't play.
You know who's using that? The Rangers and the Angels and the A's.
Yes.
They're calling him Roydon. No.
Oh, my
not
God.
Not Roydon, Todd.
Nice job, Todd.
Way to go, Todd. Why don't you just set it up on a tee for Rangers fans? I see their next t-shirt coming. Roydon.
A-Royd. I mean, are you kidding me?
Unbelievable that he didn't just run this. Hey, Blummer.
Hey, Blummer, what you think
about
this?
I'm thinking about this nickname, Roydon, because I'm guessing that Blummer, who played Major League Baseball, would go, No, we can't
Todd
do that.
Callis is simply pure of heart. He would never look at Jordan and think that guy's doing something illegal.
Oh, that's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah.
First thing, when dude comes up hitting in 40 games in the minors and he's got 70 homers, I'm like, oh, my God, we got to – hopefully. Hopefully.
Please don't let there be a 50-game suspension.
Dude comes from South America or – wherever
he's from Cuba,
he's Cuban, thing. Yeah,
and he not comes same, and God forbid, good Lord,
don't even say it.
I'm not saying anything.
Let that man stay on pace with the 1,200
OPS. All I'm saying is, good Lord, don't put Roydon on him.
I know. Do you think Todd, in his head, all he can see is ROY, Roydon, Roydon, Roydon. And then when he said it out loud, he immediately thought, oh, my God, that sounds like steroids. Roydon, ROY, not ROID. Like, oh, Todd, this isn't it.
Todd, what the hell is wrong?
That was not a good idea.
He needs to print them shirts. That's all I'm saying.
No running game clothing. No.
Print them shirts.
We run game. You're not doing a Roydon shirt.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Or you don't even have to have the needle. Just have a silhouette of Tony Bosch on the picture as well, on the shirt as well. Roydon and a silhouette of Tony Bosch, and you're good. Or just the picture that the kid who played him in the documentary. I don't care.
Screwball?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's the worst call ever, Todd. Todd. Don't. Todd.
This can't happen again.
No.
Honestly, that's one
if
done.
If he says it again, good Lord, I'm going to.
Gene Dias, can somebody send him an email?
Oh,
and just say, we're not doing this. Somebody from the Astros text
because I've got some emails from Gene over another subject. I'm going to email him back. And could you please tell Todd to stop saying Roydon? Does he not understand?
I mean, a little awareness would be nice.
Yeah.
A little awareness, like, ooh, that's too close to Royd.
Yeah.
Roydon.
No.
Yeah. Because it sounds exactly the same. Yeah, but it's spelled, don't care how it's spelled. It doesn't come out great.
No, please don't ever do that again. Thanks, appreciate it. 713-780-3776 to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Anything with our Texans over the weekend? It was
no, I'm trying to think. Everything was
Duke
fairly
Johnson
quiet.
Passed his physical.
Well, I was reading all the transcripts. So you had Deshaun had a Make-A-Wish guest out at practice, but I don't know what to say on that. You have Duke Johnson did pass his physical. They're going to work him in. They're going to start working him in this week. There's now, I mean, in NFL, you do have some news and notes. You had a very good start from Kyler Murray. We talked about that. That was on Thursday. Sam Darnold's looking good. You know, I put a big grade on Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold has the highest grade that I've given a quarterback in the draft up to this point. Now, I was lower on Baker. I had Baker as a good starter, but Baker, I think, is going to be way better than I anticipated. I had a good grade on Wentz and on Goff. I'm regrading this article's due tomorrow. I've got to regrade the 2016 draft. Boy, that was a really, really good draft at the top of that. I mean, we're talking about Goff, Wentz, DeForest Buckner, who I don't think a lot of people realize how good he was last year. 17 tackles for losses and 12 sacks. Jalen Ramsey, Ronnie Stanley. There were some really good players in that 2016 draft. But so I've got to regrade that on how the different teams did. And but Ezekiel Elliott, who was in that draft, and I gave him an A+ because I think Ezekiel has, I mean, the guy led the league in rushes and rushing yards and has taken a tremendous amount of pressure off of Dak Prescott's shoulders and helped in the passing game. I just don't know how you can't give him an A+, but I bring him up because now in year four, he's saying he will not show up and will not play this year without a new contract. If you're Dallas, you just say you got to set it out then because you can't open the door. League-wide, the owners would flip out if you're just so quick to just give in to a running back. He's under contract for 2 years. This is not the year if you're a running back to go looking for money. They're not going to give it to you.
It is weird how – and Saquon was just on ESPN, and he was asked about, you know, this running back situation and all the guys, and he goes, I think we're undervalued. And if you're Saquon Barkley, I could see where you think – you think that running backs are being undervalued because dude is valuable.
They are, and so is Ezekiel Elliott. And there's an argument you can make either way. You can say, yeah, they are undervalued how they're used because Ezekiel Elliott has led the league in rushing twice. I mean, he's still given a lot. He's a workhorse.
How about
his career's not going to last a long time.
I mean, there's a lot of crap going on. Antonio Brown not going to play now because of his helmet?
Oh, my God. No, dude, let's talk about this.
No, well, let's start it on the other side because we're up against it here. We got that. Dak Prescott? What the hell are you thinking?
Yeah, there's nothing going on with the Texans, but there's still a lot of stuff going on.
To talk about. We'll do that on the other side. absolute marble and granite. That's what we got to talk about now. Jeff Aronoff. What? See, I wish Jeff was there the other night. He was invited and he didn't come, but you could have done your Italian accent.
Hey, John, I'm looking at their Fiscos. They don't have enough of marble in this room.
So that, well, it's true. It was a lot of glass, and I don't know about marble. I don't know how much marble. There's plenty of marble at Del Frisco's. But here's the deal: is if your business needs more marble, a countertop changes an entire room. It really, really does. If you're not happy with yours, if yours doesn't stand out, if your counter is not what you need, I mean, honestly, it changes an entire look of an entire. You will love then the selection that Jeff has, the book. He can make any room look any way that you want it. We go over to the bar at Damaris, and the bar just it stands out. And it's different than a lot of bars that you will go to. It's just a bar, but you can tell this makes a difference wherever you are. Your kitchen. If you need a new countertop in your kitchen, it will. We changed my mother's house and put the countertop made the entire kitchen look totally different. And this will happen for you too. If Jeff Aronoff comes, helps you select it, and then installs it. All at 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. And again, he will put in entire outdoor kitchens, entire fireplaces, entire countertops, wherever you are, patios, whatever it is. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
More Duo. Offer valid through October 5th while supplies last. That's right.
Boys in the hood. As we proceed to give y'all what y'all need.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, some happenings this weekend. All the preseason games in the books, and they mean absolutely nothing. No, I mean that these games. Honestly, cut the games back. I know you're trying. I guess you get the income from the ticket sales, but they're worthless. They are really useless. College teams just go right into playing games. There's no reason, really, that you can't. Okay, but if not, cut it back to two games. Two games would be fine. Get a little bit of a warm up, and you still wouldn't play your guys anyway. You might play him in the first game, maybe a half. Second game, you wouldn't have him play at all because you don't want to get anybody hurt because they're worthless. They're just useless. Honestly, you can see in practice or, you know what, practice against other teams like teams are doing, and that'll give you a good idea.
That's what I like. I like the idea.
That's better.
Of two games, one would be a normal one where you play your starters a half, maybe even more if you want to, and the other one is more of a, you know, figure out the back end of your roster type game.
Yeah.
And then you play have two weeks, so I'm going to go spend just a day at the Colts and Browns camp next week. You know, I want to see those two teams play. You were there at the Texans and Packers. You get stuff out of that.
You do get stuff.
You have control.
You get a lot of stuff.
Ones versus ones. And
I know Aaron Rodgers doesn't like it, but oh well.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't like anything.
No.
Aaron Rodgers has turned into the salty get-off-my-lawn quarterback who... You know, I don't think he came off great when his head coach departed. And now with Matt LaFleur, right off the bat, people are like, oh.
So yeah, Aaron, he says it's fake news, but who? Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know that I'm buying that.
I don't know either.
I've heard too much over the years that Aaron has become difficult to work with.
Yeah.
So, great quarterback,
but I think
there's something.
But those games can't be more worthless. Anyway, so... But we do, but it would be nice for the Raiders if Antonio Brown would just show up. Now his helmet, honest to God.
Serious question here, right?
No, there dude people, has a problem.
Some people in the Steelers organization thought that there was something that might be amiss mentally.
He is. There is.
And I think
I'm going to diagnose it from
this,
here.
After this weekend, I'm diagnosing. I would say that's got
is
to
it because
be.
Steffi's a. Trained and certified
psychologist. She's, you know what? Because I got it in my genes, I can make this. I can make this assumption.
You think it came from you and not from Wendy?
What? She's not Wendy's daughter.
Oh, you're right. I forgot. You think it came from you and not the previous wife?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So here's the deal.
But even still, I know it's not your genes. I still give more credit to Wendy than.
All I'm saying is I'm qualified to make this assumption.
And you think he has a mental health issue?
Okay. Have you heard him? Have you seen
him? I know about the helmet thing.
Do you remember the
guy? Are you aware of Antonio Brown over the last
couple years? Wesley Snipes did that too.
The blonde mustache?
Wesley Snipes did something like that too.
The blonde mustache was not a clue.
I'm gonna diagnose him too. Okay.
Wesley Snipes.
I want my old helmet that is more likely to cause brain damage.
Look, Tom Brady didn't miss practice for it, but he fought that.
Yeah, a lot of guys don't like it.
I get it.
But you know what? They show up at practice. Okay?
He's the only one that has not.
I'm not going to play. I'm not going to take my $30 million.
I'm going to retire. If you're the Raiders right now, you have to say, let's just take the loss of that draft pick and get out of this money.
It's not that bad a deal.
They have to consider just saying, let's let him retire.
You know what? Maybe this isn't such a bad deal.
Let him retire and take the money. But you know what he's going to say? He's like, whoa, I get to keep the money, don't I?
Yeah.
No. Oh, well, just give me my helmet. I'll play. Your new helmet? No, just give me my old helmet. I'll play.
How about the old helmet he painted over to make it kind of look like a Raiders helmet, allegedly, and then try to wear that in practice?
All of this has issues on it. All of this has issues. You knew that you were getting problems when you were the Raiders. See, when you draft problems, when you trade for problems, you're going to get problems. That's just how it works. When you drafted Randy Gregory and you're the Cowboys, and this guy tested positive a zillion times, what did you expect him not to keep testing?
He was missing pre-draft meetings because he was high.
I mean, what are you doing, Cowboys? He was suspended twice. Antonio Galloway, Mr. Weed. What a shocker, Cleveland. He's going to miss four games. He's suspended four games because he's tested positive multiple times. This is not a surprise. When you draft the guys who have issues, they're going to, and when you trade for guys like Antonio Brown who have issues, they're going to keep having issues with you. He's not going to be less crazy on your team. He's going to be the same guy.
You talk to football people. Why are they so enamored with other people's trouble?
Because they always it's the same reason why men and women think they can fix things that are problems with partners. You think, you know what? I know that my husband or I know that my boyfriend is like this or I know that my girlfriend is like this, but I can fix it. I can work with them and I can make it better. No, you can't. You are who you are. And teams just see the talent and they always just think, I can fix it. You see the talent and you want the talent, but you don't want the other stuff. And you just think, we can live with it. Our locker room is strong enough. We can fix him. We can give him a different environment. This head coach will be better for him. You make excuses, but it's the same as in psychotherapy. Which, you know, Steffi could step in here if she were actually here, John's daughter, and tell you, you are who you are at a certain age.
Yeah, but here's the deal, though, on this. I don't think it's going to be long before the weed issue is going to. I mean, I think I would take a chance on a weed guy now.
Yeah.
Because I think the rule is going to change.
No, I think they're not going to test anymore. No, I'm with you on that. But for what you're dealing with in the draft, you knew you were going to get into those issues. I mean, guys who test Holton Hill, multiple positive tests, he's suspended now because he can't stop smoking. The problem is not that they're smoking, to be honest with you, with people in the league. It's that they don't, when they have to quit, they can't stop themselves. They just can't stop. And so when they say, okay, you know when the test is coming, just don't do it. They couldn't stop themselves at the combine. Holton Hill peed hot at the combine. Couldn't stop himself. I mean, Antonio Callaway, he peed hot at the combine. Yeah. Like, you know there's a test coming.
Okay, did you know that Dak Prescott would turn down $30 million a year?
No.
I mean, they're paying him like a top six guy. Who in the world has Dak Prescott as a top six quarterback in the NFL?
Dak Prescott.
That's it.
And Dak's agent.
That's it.
Dak's agent's probably just saying, we got all the leverage. You're a quarterback that can't let you go.
This stinks of Buster Douglas to me. Remember after Buster Douglas beat Mike Tyson, he had a $10 million offer from HBO.
Yeah.
And he turned it down. And I think he fought maybe two more times at $1 million apiece or some crap. This stinks of, I mean, honestly, if he can't come, now he'll probably come to terms because Dallas will probably crater and give him his. But honestly, what kind of mirror are you looking into if you think that paid as a top six quarterback in the NFL when you're Dak Prescott is a bad deal for you? I guess maybe there's some, you're playing some game, maybe trying to get squeeze every single. But here's the deal on that too, is if you squeeze and you know what, you're hurting your football team.
Well,
Tom Brady only made $15 million last year. I mean, what in what world do you think you should make more than Tom? And oh, by the way, try to help your team a little bit. Try to help your team.
I would think, it's not about the money, it's about the number. These guys, and Dak Prescott's agent, maybe Dak, believes, no, we're not going to be the sixth rated, which he's not the sixth rated quarterback in the league.
No.
But he's going to be the sixth highest paid. They're trying to make him the sixth highest paid. He's not even, I don't put Dak in the top 10.
No. There is not, I don't know any metric that puts Dak in the top 10.
I recognize that he's coming up at the right time, contractually. And Kirk Cousins changed everything, and so he's gonna get paid. I recognize that.
Yeah, you recognize that anything above in the top 10, and for him to be a top six guy, I just don't understand.
This kills him, like Dak, and you know, and all three of us have talked about this. None of us have Dak as the most important player there. All of us have Dak number one as the guy you have to sign, not Zeke. Because he's the best. But because he's a quarterback. Yeah. Zeke comes second.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. We all have. I don't know. I think Zeke would be off. I think he's the most important guy to sign.
Oh, no. He's. I think he is, too.
Because without Zeke, Dak is not the same guy.
But if you let Zeke walk, you can go find another back.
Well, he won't. Well, Dak won't be as good.
No, I agree with you. No, none of this is good for the Cowboys. If he was just to agree to that $30 million, at least you knew you could start working on the other guys. Now you can't even work on any of them. I mean, you can work on, I guess, they're not official with Amari Cooper either, are they?
They're still working on Amari Cooper. They got to get all three of those guys.
I've always assumed Dak and Amari would get done and that Ezekiel Elliott's going to turn into too big a pain in the ass and they'll eventually trade him. That's what my thought has been. Now Ezekiel Elliott says, I'm not coming back. You know, I think he's playing chicken. I don't think he will.
Amari has, yeah, this is his last year. He's an unrestricted free agent after this season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Amari is starting at $14 million.
But here's the thing. Once you get Zach done, or Dak done, you can go get Amari done. But you want to get your quarterback done first.
You got to get at least two of the three done because for franchise purposes.
Because and Dak probably knows he's going to get franchised, but for when? Not for a long time. I mean, not for a long time. After this year, he would get potentially franchised. And he would probably rather set out the year where it's not a franchise number and then play when it's a franchise number, if you're really being honest about it, or get traded. Because if you're going to sit out, I guess the thought is sit out when the money's not going to be as high. Like Le'Veon Bell missed franchise number. It was pretty high. He missed that. So he'll never get that back. But Ezekiel Elliott's also not going to get back a prime year of his career. I don't know. Who cares? It's Cowboys. Yordan Anibalvarez is not going to be a nickname at all, Jackie.
Jackie.
That's not going to be a nickname, and Todd is not going to say that on a broadcast.
I am tweeting someone in the Astros or texting someone in the Astros organization right now.
Get that
Yordan
stuff out of here.
Oh, my God.
I feel like we should have a game. Best derivative that includes Yordan's name and steroids.
No.
So we've got
Anibalvarez.
I got to say that was more clever than Yordan.
Yeah. How about this? How about neither? How about this guy who can just mash the ball? You know, are people saying that about Big Poppy? Huh? This is basically Big Poppy.
It's a bad comparison.
That is a bad comparison. He was in the Mitchell Report.
I think Lance knows
that. Was he in that?
Yeah.
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 What about Mo Vaughn? Was he mentioned?
What? Well, Manny. Call him Manny Albert. No. No.
Just, Yordan, no, he's our
Yordan
own guy.
Yordan Ramirez?
Is he not must-watch TV?
Okay.
Yes. David. He is must watch
TV. So is Sammy Sosa.
He is so much fun to watch at the play. Good Lord.
And I mean, it looks effortless when he pounds it to the back of the stadiums.
Roy John Groroido.
That's you?
That's me, apparently.
What?
What? No. I'm not. If you've ever seen me, I don't look like I'm doing steroids, David. Okay, so thanks. 713-780-3776, 744. Oh, speaking of which, time to talk about Men's T Clinic.
Oh, no.
No. This is completely legal. Now, not for baseball players. Because they produce testosterone. They're not going to be playing in their 40. Now, you get a 40-year-old baseball player, and their testosterone numbers are too high, they can get in some trouble. Here's the thing. Your testosterone numbers can be higher than they are now and can be in the range of where you are when you're in your 20s and your 30s. And that's one of the reasons why there's a decline in production for anybody. You don't have the same energy level. You don't have the same lean muscle mass. You don't have the same. It's just a long list of I don't have the sames. Well, why don't you get the same that you have when you're in your 20s and your 30s by getting your testosterone level back to where it belongs? When you hit those numbers again, and Men's T Clinic can help you get there, what you find is that your energy level is on par with where it was in your 20s and your 30s. You're going to find that your lean muscle mass begins to really improve. Some of that belly flab will turn into muscle. If you are working out, you're going to see those results, and you'll see them much, much quicker. It also helps you with libido. If that's an issue, it can help you with your mental processing. There's a ton of benefits. Go to menstclinic.com and read about all the benefits, or more importantly, stop in, get yourself tested, find out where your testosterone numbers are, and you can start getting treatment right away, and they can get you back to being the real you. 5 locations here in the Houston area, and it's so easy to get in and out at menstclinic.com. Find a location nearest you and go to menstclinic.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
750 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. So you went up to Austin this weekend, huh?
Yeah, for a couple days. Well, like almost a full couple days. Friday afternoon after the show, got back Sunday morning. It's fun. I know Raheel always talked about the hula hut, so that's where I went.
What's that?
It's just a barbecue-ish type deal.
Hula hut? Like yeah. Chuckle hut?
No, it's not that chuckle hut.
It's a neighbor? It's a sister?
No, chuckle hut's a place where, you
break in your Roydon jokes?
Yeah, but it's the hula hut's more like Tex-Mex with throwing some Polynesian stuff.
And let the record reflect, if you're just joining us, that's not John who's just, that's his thing. Todd Callis, over the weekend, when Yordan hit his grand slam, one of 3 home runs on Saturday, Todd decided to break out his new nickname, which was Roydon, Rookie of the Year, Don, R-O-Y. But I think we can all agree that the sound, Roydon, is not a great look for a baseball player with a bunch of home runs. And I don't feel like Todd really workshopped that with a group of people.
No.
Because if he did, I think somebody would have jumped up and said, I know where you're going. I know what you're shooting for here, and I get it. I think we need to. I've never seen a player, frankly, in Houston sports history where people were in a greater rush to find a nickname for him. They're like, I got one.
Air Yordan's pretty good.
I think it's pretty good. I got one. I like our Yordan Savior.
It's good.
They had one yesterday. Somebody sent that to me. King Yordan, the Punisher. There's been some other ones that are pretty good.
Such a specimen, dude. Yeah,
but you know what it should never be is Rookie of the Year, Don, where you call him Roy Don.
How about that?
It should never be.
It's not going to happen because Brantley, the lineup is perfect as is. Lil Bregman in front of Yordan. Lil Bregman hitting cleanup and Yordan batting after him.
It's so is strange.
A bit ironic.
It is. And yet, there he is with his 28 home runs right now.
Yeah.
Right? Or is Breger's up to 29?
And whatever.
You're going to have...
And Paul jumps off his bat. And you know what? He's not... Although he did have... Man, he was just raking. And you know what? He homers and then doubles and then doubles. And not one thought about his game because it was all about Yordan. But him batting fifth, and Carlos Correa is making it is so sweet that he has come back playing the way that he is.
He is playing with so much confidence.
He really, really is. And he is just crushing that. He hit it further than anyone ever in that ballpark. Mm-hmm. 476. I mean, just stupid far. Up on the, they thought it was going you notice that they've got the Orioles bullpen, and then above it is the Astros bullpen, and it, you know, the guys were standing
up. It's got to be the longest he's ever hit. I don't remember Carlos hitting further than that.
No.
That's a bomb.
And then he came back with another jack yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, and that's it. They were down, down one, weren't they, at the time? So for him to come up with that was just spectacular.
That AB from Michael Brantley, though, where Brantley gets that pitch inside and then can rip his hands through the inside of that pitch and get him flipped that quickly to rip it down the line. I tell you what, Michael Brantley's hitting, just his pure hitting, is as pretty as we've probably ever seen with the Astros. From just a technical standpoint, he sits back on everything. He's able to wait on his, you know, with his weight on his pitches and slow his bat through the zone. He doesn't get fooled. He's got great balance in the batter's box. He's just such a professional hitter. And I just can't believe the Astros have a guy who has been that steady Eddie from front to back. If you were taking pitchers out of the equation, we talked about it on Friday, I'm not sure that you don't make Michael Brantley your team MVP. Some people are going to start talking about Yordan. I think Yuli he's got 81 RBIs now. I mean, Yuli is or more than that.
Springer's missed time. Altuve's missed time. Bregman is.
Yeah, Bregman's
you got to look
there.
At Bregman because absolutely. Of what, you know, the his three, OPS.
So I think the three are Bregman. And Brantley and Yuli, and you could argue Yordan, he just hasn't been there long enough to put up the same numbers, but they're, you know, I mean, we can say whatever we want, get excited. Yuli still has 30 more RBIs than Yordan does. So,
Jackie, stop making up nicknames for him. Okay.
Don't even give him
Yordan HGH Alvarez because he HGH hits great home runs. No, he's not. He's not that. He's none of those. So stop. Okay? That'd be great if you stopped.
Yordan Clear Alvarez, because he clears the bases and also.
He creams the ball?
Yeah. Clear Alvarez.
The cream?
Yeah.
Shut up. You guys aren't funny at all.
Well, we've got our play of the week, our diamond play of the week coming up next. I wonder what that's going to be.
Well. It'll maybe let's call it a medley of what Yordan did over the weekend.
Okay, let's do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. But at first, let's talk about our patio.
Texas Custom Patios. As a matter of fact, I just got a message from Steven Schell, who's the owner. I'd sent him something about the patio, and so we're going to talk this week. So I may add something to my patio. I may add a little. Small little kitchen area, and that's, you know, it's one of the things that I should have had built in right off the bat. Texas Custom Patios, they will work with you, and you tell them what you want. Like, I'm like, and Steven brought it up, I'm like, no, I'm not going to, and here I am, now I realize, yeah, I think I do want a little kitchen out there. Texas Custom Patios, when you have a patio built with Texas Custom Patios, the process itself is so good, because they will they will come out there. They will design it for you. They show you through a computer program exactly what it's going to look like, the rendering. They work with what you want in there. And then there are times what I ended up doing was I ended up having new windows added throughout the house. I ended up having brand new siding throughout the back of the house as well. Some additional upgrades that I hadn't anticipated that really made a big difference. But at Texas Custom Patios, when you build that quality of a patio, you're going to get dollar for dollar value back, as opposed to these swimming pools that don't bring that back. They do at patios because an outdoor living space is something that everyone loves. I don't care where you are here in the city of Houston. That's something that really has a lot of value if it's done right. And Texas Custom Patios does it better than anyone in the state. If you don't believe me, go look at their work at Texas Custom Patios before and after, and you will see what they're capable of doing. And yes, they're capable of doing it at your home. Don't be intimidated. As a matter of fact, go to tcplance.com and go see my humble backyard and then what they turned it into. It's really staggering. tcplance.com for the best in outdoor living solutions. It's texascustompatios.com.